the thing that is probably most concerning about someone who does that one sitting, you know, like I yelled an entire game, is whether or not they rupture blood vessels. There have been a lot of artists that have been in the news about having, you know, vocal cord bleeds. And, you know, that is, from a long-term standpoint, you know, blood in a vocal cord is not a good thing. And that's, we don't have a lot of voice emergencies, but we consider that a voice emergency. We'll put that person on complete voice rest, usually for 5 to 7 days. You know, it is almost certainly that there are people out there who probably rupture blood vessels on their vocal cords. They don't know it other than the fact they may be hoarse for a few days. They get over it, and, you know, they're not professional voice users.
Okay, so under this backdrop, and it sounds like you're referring to sort of the extremes or some of the risks, are there certain techniques to either maximize the volume or to maximize safely or something?
Yeah, like that? I mean, there are definitely safe ways to use the voice. Now, prevention is, I mean, that's a hard one because, you know, if we could get everybody ahead of time and teach them in elementary school, you know, how to use their voice properly, we'd prevent a lot of voice problems down the road. But you know, nobody does that. We all just learn to speak and you know.
Well, this is your chance right here.
This is my chance.
To tell the Predators fans what to do.
Just warming up, you know, just like a singer. I mean, if you were a performer going out and you were going to be doing a 2-hour set on stage, you know, warm your voice up. And people, Preds fans aren't going to like this, but you want to stay hydrated. And anything that contains caffeine and alcohol is dehydrating. So it'd be great if we could see all those Preds fans holding up their big bottles of water as they're cheering the team on. But if you're at a 3-hour game and you're yelling the whole time, intermission, you got 2 intermissions or more if it's overtime, go find a quiet place. You know, if you're having trouble with your voice, go give it a rest for that 10 or 15 minutes. But I know that's easier said than done. There's a tendency these days, I mean, for people to talk like this and have kind of that low, gravelly voice. And when I talk like that, that sound is, I'm getting that roughness vibrating here in the lower part of the throat. And I also, in order to do that, create a lot of tension in the back, you know, the base of tongue. So where you want to bring the sound is you want to bring the sound up in the front of your face. And, you know, some of the exercises that our speech pathologists do, because they're the ones that do our voice therapy, you know, they have people, you know, put they'll blow bubbles, you know, in a cup of water because you have to get airflow to blow bubbles. You know, you want to be able to open up and have that, and as a any kind of that activity is bad. So you'd have to kind of literally go to a game and start going, okay, I'm going to watch you scream, watch you scream, watch you scream. You're going to be hoarse tomorrow. You're not going to be hoarse tomorrow. Anything that starts with a vowel is you know, basically requires the vocal cords to come together hard. Anything that there are things called voiceless consonants like M's, S's, T's, P's, by the way, those are not, those actually require the vocal cords to be slightly apart, because if you do a P sound, that sound is actually coming from your lips, as opposed to a eh sound, which is coming more from the vocal cords. So it's actually, Predators is actually probably pretty good, but unless you get hard on the you know, the Predators, you know, so if they think about the P sound, then they're gonna be better, because those are truly voiceless sounds.